Leaning forward, he said, "Pull over at that Shell station. I'll get out there." He got out, paid the cab driver, then entered the payphone, looked up the locksmith's number, phoned him. The old lady answered.
"Engelson Locksmith?
Good. This is Mr. Arctor. Again, I'm sorry to bother you. What address do you have for the call? The service call for which my check was made out?"
"Well, let me see. Just a moment, Mr. Arctor."
Bumping of the phone as she set it down. Distant, muffled man's voice.
"Who is it? That Arctor?"
"Yes, Carl, but don't say anything, please. He came in just now."
"Let me talk to him."
Pause. Then the old lady again.
"Well, I have this address, Mr. Arctor."
She read off his home address.
"That's where your brother was called out to make the key."
Wait a moment.
"Carl, do you remember where you went in the truck to make the key for Mr. Arctor?"
Distant man's rumble.
"Aunt Catella."
"Not his home?"
"Aunt Catella."
"Somewhere on Catella, Mr. Arctor, in Anaheim. No, wait. Carl says it was in Santa Ana, on Maine. Does that—"
"Thanks," he said, and hung up. Santa Ana, Maine. That's where the fucking dope party was. And I must have turned in 30 names and as many license plates that night. That was not your standard party. A big shipment had arrived from Mexico. The buyers were splitting, and, as usual with buyers, sampling as they split. Half of them now probably have been busted by buy agents sent out. Wow, he thought. I still remember, or never will correctly remember, that night. But that still doesn't excuse Barris from impersonating Arctor with malice aforethought on that phone call coming in. Except that, by the evidence, Barris had made it up on the spot. Improvised. Shit, maybe Barris was wired the other night and did what a lot of dudes do when they're wired. Just sort of groove with what's happening. Arctor wrote the check for a certainty. Barris just happened to pick up the phone. Thought in his charred head that it was a cool gag. Being irresponsible only, nothing more. And, he reflected as he dialed yellow cab again, Arctor has not been very responsible in making good on that check over this prolonged period. Whose fault is that? Getting it out once more, he examined the date on the check. A month and a half. Jesus, talk about irresponsibility. Arctor could wind up inside looking out for that. It's God's mercy that nutty Carl didn't go to the DA already. Probably his sweet old sister restrained him. Arctor, he decided, better get his ass in gear. He's done a few dingy things himself I didn't know about until now. Barris isn't the only one, or perhaps even the primary one. For one thing, there is still to be explained the cause of Barris's intense, concerted malice toward Arctor. A man doesn't set out over a long period of time to burn somebody for no reason. And Barris isn't trying to burn anybody else. Not, say, Luckman or Charles Freck or Donna Hawthorne. He helped get Jerry Fabian to the federal clinic more than anyone else, and he's kind to all the animals in the house. One time, Arctor had been going to send one of the dogs, what the hell was the little black one's name, Popo or something, to the pound to be destroyed. She couldn't be trained, and Barris had spent hours, in fact days, with Popo, gently training her and talking with her until she calmed down and could be trained, and so didn't have to go be snuffed. If Barris had general malice toward all, he wouldn't do numbers, good numbers like that.